Welcome to Ram Radio with Pastor John Coleman of Into the Word Ministries, the Biblical Alternative. Ram Radio stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. Ram Radio is a program for the Christian who is constantly learning and growing in the Word of God. The discussions during Ram Radio will challenge each listener to know what they believe and why they believe it. Sometimes the discussions will challenge your salvation. Stay with us and investigate the scriptures to know what is expected of the man or woman who claims Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Get your Bible ready. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Thanks so much, Mark Ramsey, and thanks for joining us for another Ram Radio, the webcast. Here in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, Ram Radio stands for Reformation Apologetic Ministry, which is the biblical alternative. I always read 1 Peter 3:15 that says, "Sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks us to give an account of the hope that is in us with gentleness and with reverence." In a world of professing Christians, you, that true believer, that's right, must always classify yourselves as what? Listen very closely. Classify yourselves as justified in righteousness by your position in Christ. This divine absolutism must be affirmed by the standard of the Word of God alone. Into the Word speaks of these absolutes. This ministry, as any other true ministry, must look to God's Word as the highest standard. Thanks for joining me today. Well, yesterday I heard the Romney speech, and I like what I heard because it touched something in me that I had not had touched in me in a heck of a long time. Let me share with you what it is. It made me feel like I was young again, because all those moral principles, family values, and the things which made for America being the America that I remember was straight from the heart where I came from. So I've discovered something here, that politics is not just a strange play of one party against another party. Here in this man's political realm, he had in his mind that if I put forth the old American idea, the way it used to be, the way that we are comparing it that it is today, and because today it's not the way it used to be, and it ought to be another kind of be. So that appeals to people like me. That appeals to older people, people of retirement age, people that remembers a simple Americana where one was able to get out of high school and get a car and drive it for 29 cents a gallon, if you can believe that. When one would rent his apartment and pay for a car all at the same time and have enough to put in the bank every week to save. Yeah, that conversation appealed to me. It really did. Though he didn't tell me how he was going to do it, what he did is he appealed to me because it appealed to that I understand, that I know. So, without thinking about it too much, without putting too much into it, I would have to admit that he would gain my vote because of what I heard from him. But did he say anything as to how he was going to turn anything around? No, not exactly. Did he appeal to me? Of course he did. He appealed to the idea of how I was raised, where I was raised, and those values of family and community that held me together, because I was a part of the PTA when my children first got in school. I was a part of the Parents Association. They called it the Parents Teachers Association. I was a part of that. I attended the meetings. I did the paintings on the Saturday mornings with the other concerned parents. That's right. Growing right up in South Central Los Angeles, Romney last night appealed to the America that I once knew. Work with your neighbor, help your neighbor, become a social activist. Well, my goodness, Governor Romney, I was a pastor. What else would you expect out of a man like me? But you didn't tell me how you were going to solve the dilemma. And let me respond to this, because some of you children are outraged at the way that Clint Eastwood behaved. Clint Eastwood is in my camp of an age. Yeah, I remember the statement, "Make My Day," when the movie came out, when Clint Eastwood played that detective in San Francisco. Powerful movie, because that's the way men have always thought. I'm hearing the Republican pundits say, "Oh, well, we didn't know what he was going to say before he said it." And the Democratic pundits saying, "Oh, well, see, now they're, listen, let me tell you, they're both playing into the same trick bag. Clint Eastwood said and did what he said and did, trying to give us real Americans that believe in freedom the way that we ought to handle stuff. Number one, we don't read off no darn teleprompter, because those speeches didn't come out of our hearts or out of our heads. They were written by someone else. America, you've been had. Because in each direction that the person stands in, watch closely during the Democratic convention, they're going to use teleprompters too. They write the speech for the individuals, tell the individuals to get up and do that. And wasn't that ploy by using the black woman who was a liberal Democrat to speak for Romney for president? Did you see the faces on the Republican people's faces out in the audience? Not that she was black. That wasn't a racist look. Because, see, this is how the system keeps the lies going with you people. You see those frames of references, put them in your head, and you've been had by the people. Now, that a little bit is what I can say about the Ellen Keyes article that he wrote on August the 30th, "Should I Be Silent About Romney's True Record?" Well, flip his true record. I wanted him to tell me about the record that he was going to use to bring about all of these jobs. He didn't say anything. But I love his moral, social, religious, ethical, and letting the people name the name of God. But that don't mean nothing unless you have some substance behind mentioning God. Now hear me out for a second. Hear me out for a second. I know I'm a talky loo. You know I don't vote. I said that it's a fool's game. So why would I put up on my website what I put up about Romney impress me? He did. But with what, my friends? With what did he impress me? He impressed me that that's the way you ought to raise a family. How can you tell that to parents whose fathers have abandoned them? Oh, and let me say this right now. I think that was a smart move that Romney did today to go into the flooded areas, that is, before Obama could even, you know, get up off of his high horse of trying to get more votes. See, this is just a ploy. Both men are doing the same thing to get the same office. Like Obama told Clint Eastwood, "I'm in the chair now. I'm in the seat." Yes, he's in the seat. That arrogant, braggadocious president, would you believe that a president would even respond to Clint Eastwood? Eastwood knew that he would respond because Obama is a chump. I'm telling you, he responds like these little children, like a schoolboy. That was a setup, Mr. President, you ignoramus. Keep your mouth shut. The man was calling you out, and you took the bait and went on a Twitter and tweeted. Can you believe this? We got a president that tweets like a 16-year-old adolescent. And this is what we got running the country. That alone should let you know he doesn't deserve your vote. Now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Because I read Ellen Keyes' article, and Ellen Keyes has a point. He said, "You people are looking at two of the same kind of creatures with false faces on." I know it. I said voting is a fool's game. But, Ellen, we can't let you be the president. Because when you were spouting about homosexuality, and when your own daughter came out of it, you didn't even want to mention that first. See, now listen. If you're going to get in the fool's game, you got to play it like the fool. If you're going to get into a fool's game and try to play it right, then you would, as Ellen Keyes did appropriately at the end of his article, mention there is a way which seems right unto a man, but ultimately the ways of the way of death. He mentioned Proverbs 14 and 12. You can look up the article on the internet. It's on Renew America, okay? And it's the August 30th
30th, article by Ellen Keys, Should I Be Silent About Romney's True Record? Any record you look at in this campaign, you're going to find some Tommy rot on both sides. They're both men of the same cloth cut under a different veneer. And they keep you American people, we American people, engulfed into the insanity by showing one thing. But I mean, look at it. I looked at the Republican convention and I saw something that appealed to me about the Republicans. Home, family, love, father and mother, children. Man, did you see that young Cuban guy that introduced Romney? His background was wonderful. It made me think of the Hispanics that I grew up with in South Central Los Angeles here that I walked to school with when I was in the third and fourth grade. It was Daisy. That was a Daisy Hernandez. And her father, do you know what he did to feed his family? He was the trash man. He pulled around a cart, and when he couldn't pull it, he had an old horse, because back in that day, you can have animals on your property if you took care of them. The tax laws and the city laws didn't penalize us with all these taxes the way they do today. There was a certain freedom, but Daisy's daddy made a living for her and her brother. I know because I went to school with her, and she wore the clothes that her mother made. They were very poor. Needless to say, we stayed down the road. We were poor too. But my daddy had a city job collecting garbage. Oh, no, not trash, garbage. When they picked up garbage in garbage pails in front of each house. That's what my dad did to support me. Now, when I went through college, I paid for my education. When my daughters went through it, they didn't get Pell Grants or things like that. They paid for it because they were taught rugged individualism. Get up off your butt and get a job. And if you don't, me and your mommy's going to pay for it until we die, because that's what we do. That's why I have young men staying with me and everything. But I will not put up with their foolishness. See, I lean towards the old ways, but I will never embrace all the new ways, ever, ever. So that's what appeals to me about Romney. Not telling you to vote for him. I'm asking you what appeals to you. Now, I dare say when you go to that Democratic National, the DNC, when they start next week, they're going to have so many young people. You ever see the ads about Obama? All the young people look like they're having a smiling orgasm looking at this man. Believe in a pipe dream. Believe in a pipe dream. I recall one of his cohorts was given a pep rally at a Mario used to like to go to poetry read. Mario and I went that night. Some black dude came in there about my age, spewing out about Obama. We're gonna take it. Talking with all them youngsters, half of them was half ashes. You right? Saying yes we can. Mario and I just looked at them. There was a few intelligent minds. They said, why did this dude come here to get us caught up in a hype shout? You can get up and caught up in all the hype you want. That's what socialism does. Adolf Hitler did it. Look what it brought Germany. Brought that whole nation to her knees, didn't it? Man, if you go around and give the Hitler sign in Germany now, they will arrest you. Because those people that run that country said, we will never forget the snuff factory that became of us because of the nitwit that we had in charge. Now look at this nitwit we have in the White House. Now, I'm telling you, who are you better off with? And let me address this right now. And take it from the nitwit that doesn't even vote. I'm talking to you people that get caught up in a fool's game. Talking about how it's going to be easier on you. Okay. Now, this is one way to look at it. Romney ain't talking about no socialism, though he is talking about globalism. Romney ain't talking about communism, though he is talking about a commonism between other countries, because he's a businessman. He knows that as a businessman, you have to have that. Now, he said that he's going to bring the jobs home here, and he was mocking the Obama people about them shopping at Staples
and he thanks him for it because Staples belong to him. That's one of his business. God bless him. And it's a great company. I shop from there, so I guess you can say I support Romney in that way. I don't care what the man owns, what he worked for, it belongs to him. Everything I work and try to build, guess what happened? I work with a black man. The other black man tried to take it from me. Now you figure that out. That's been happening since I've been in ministry from day one. Is there something inherently wrong with black people when they do crap like that to people that are doing good to them? There is something inherently wrong with people like that. I happen to come from that tribe. I can speak about it righteously. I understand what Brother Alan Keyes is trying to say, but Alan, I got to share something with you. You got to run with the big boys when you run a country like this. They're not going to vote for a guy that goes to church and believes in equity, justice, and ethics. They're going to vote for somebody that can play hardball when the times get rough. Now, I want a president that's not going to cut our military. I want a president that's not going to cut our atomic arsenal. But I know that if I get a president that is staunchly a conservative, that he would think more about protecting his home base than laying it wide open for an attack on our homeland. Better than a liberal who won't even acknowledge the country that he's a part of and going around praising somebody else that supposedly blew up two of the tallest buildings in this city in this modern era. I need you people to get your brains back. You can vote for whoever you want to since you want to play the fool's game, but don't make a fool's choice. If I were voting, I would vote for Romney. If I were voting. Don't tell me that my vote counts. It doesn't, because I am beyond an evangelical. I see the way it's going to end. Both of those men, as Alan Keyes parlayed successfully, are working for the same company. And that company is about to bring America in line, rock and sinker, with a worldview that most Americans are not used to. Ron Paul knows it. And other people of the Libertarian Party knows it. Even the people in the Communist Party in this country knows it. And that's why a lot of the communists are going as Democrats. Because that's the best way. Because socialism, when it rains like that, government programs finally take charge of everything. And this freedom and independence that you thought you once had has never been yours. Just thinking out loud about these things. Because you see, if you don't think out loud about it and think about them, you're going to start voting for the person all for the wrong reasons. Now, if you like the hype, and if you like somebody telling you that they're going to give you every damn thing you never worked for, vote for Obama. Vote for him. If you that kind of cat, that kind of woman, especially when I see the blacks on the news that haven't, you know, well, I haven't decided yet. What is it that you want to decide? You've decided. If anybody asked me and said, John, if both of the men were running for president right now and your one vote depended upon it, who would you vote for? I said, I would vote for Romney. And they would ask me, why would you vote for him? I said, because of his social mores and family values that I had when I grew up. If he's going to continue that in any kind of way, because I don't think he's going to jeopardize that he said. He's for family. Marriage consists of a man and a woman. Marriage does not consist of two same-sex persons. That's my view of life. That's the one that I'd vote for. Well, what if his son grew up and turned out to be gay and married a man? That's all right. That's what his son did. You ask me, do I believe about what he just said? Now, if I come to see that all that is a lie and he didn't believe it just to get the vote, well, then I've been had by him. I told you politics is a fool's game. I know I'm apt to get screwed in a minute behind the politician. But as it looks now on the surface, it's him. Now, that's the way I come to making my decisions. I don't know how you come to making yours. And all this race hatred and everything. I wanted to be the way. Listen, I believe that when I was coming up as a kid,
if it got real bad like it is now, yes, there would be a few incidents that would have taken place. Yes, there would have been some unruly behavior. But back in the day, practically on every block in this country, there was a church. And on Sunday, everybody, because everybody back in that day went to church. That's what I like about Romney's speech about America and its affording people, because, hey, even though he's Mormon, and some of you Christians out there don't even want to make, because you're going to vote in the fool's game, but you won't vote for him because he's not evangelical and he's Mormon. I'm asking you to look at the man for which person has the most intelligent thing that appealed to your mind, because that's the way I looked at the convention. Now, when the DNC comes on, I'm going to look at their convention in the same way. I'm not going to negate looking at them, looking at all those liberals. I mean, because all of their speeches is going to be, we're going to give you more. We want to give you more. And everybody's going to be, yay, yay, yay. The delegates are going to be going, we're going to give you more and more and more. You didn't hear any of that. You didn't hear any of that, because people that are citizens of this country knows that this country was not put together for people to give you more and more and more and more. But when you have in this country more and more people that were born out of illegitimacy, meaning that they're bastards. All right. Not all of them. And they don't know what a true family looks like. What Romney was talking about last night, the thing that he showed on the little film prior to that, they have no way to relate to that, especially if they're coming up on welfare and they're in the third and fourth generation. What do you expect them to know about anything like that? Especially when they do not expect the man to be the head of the house. And if you have a brilliant woman there, like the man said, why would she be silent? It would make no sense. I understand what the liberal black female Democrat was trying to do, but it didn't work because she didn't drop her party and vote for a man that gave her a job. And you see what I mean? That was inconsistent. And that's to keep you in buffo land. That's why some of the older white people that looked at him, you might have thought that you were looking at racists frowning up. No, they knew that that didn't make any sense to their head. They were saying, what in the Hades is she doing up there? Because if I were going to endorse a man, I would have to be a part of the same party that he's a part of. Wouldn't that make sense to you? See? But here again, the powers that be, let's keep it confused. They want to see some black faces, show them that, to show the old grumpy white people, so we can get all of these young, ungrumpy people on both sides of the fence to vote in a situation. And I noticed that every time every one of them said something on a speech, the camera systematically, even on PBS, because I watch it on the PBS network, they keyed in on the facial expressions of people that would respond to that. Tell me if that's not anything but control media. I don't know what is. It was like watching a controlled demolition. Them folk blew their own butts up playing this game out there in Tampa. And now we're going to go somewhere. Where are we going? To Charleston? That dear old southern city? Oh, yes. Somewhere in the Carolinas for the DNC. All right. They're not going to have no cowboy band playing the music. They're going to have probably a rock band. Stevie Wonder, they'll get one of these liberal musicians from Hollywood to volunteer the whole week absolutely free just to be seen on the stage with Barack. And I'm telling you, the guy's supposed to be coming to Los Angeles in October, and a friend of mine has a couple of tickets, and he keeps telling me he's going to pick me up. I told him I'm not going, and if I do go in October, I may say, oh man, you lying. And then let him put the spotlight on me. I'd say, you are lying. Who would believe that? And they would, you talk to the president, yes, I'm free in this country to tell anybody I think he's lying. He's an abortionist. He's a killer of babies. He's a lover of eugenics against black people, my people. He's a liar. I'm not going to sit up here and lie to you. So you don't want me in a room with that man. Because see, if the spirit whelms up in me, I'm going to say it. and I'm not afraid of being locked up, have all my computers confiscated, put porn sites on there and show who I am and what I am. I don't give a dang what these people do. You're not going to stop me from telling the truth about that liar that's in that White House. Now, when I find out that Romney's a liar, I got the right and the freedom as an American to call him that. Why would they want to put me in jail? That is what this country is all about. This country is not about everybody agreeing on everything. But you got both of these parties lined up, linked up, synced in together, got you all believing the same kind of bullcrap, and now got you arguing about each other. Now listen, all of our control and emphasis should be on helping those helpless people in the Gulf Coast that got jammed again in another 10 or 11 years. Mercy, and this is this isn't the first time we've had repeating coincidences like this, but it is rather strange that we have a repeat performance, but thank goodness the levees held somewhat in New Orleans. I'm glad those people didn't sacrifice that city all over again after the billions of dollars they put into that. So, let the politicians upstage each other every day of the week as they deem necessary. That's all right. They do that very, very well. Because as they upstage each other, they keep the process of the bogus politics going, and they keep you people embroiled now in hatred towards one another for the candidate that you like the best. I wonder how it's going to be when people went to my website and said, hey, Romney appeals to me. I wonder what they're thinking about John Coleman. See, they're waiting on the webcast to come out. They're waiting with bated breath. Well, I hope they listen to it. That's why I put it up like that. I don't want you to think that I'm that easily swayed. Some of the things that he said are dear to me. If Obama would come across like that and act like he's a black man that grew up in this country, that understands the black experience, I would listen to him also. The showing me a picture of his very fine wife and two delightful looking little girls, and because I had two daughters, doesn't make me eat out of the palm of his hand. Mm-mm. And it's not a question whether my wife was finer than his wife, because she was. And I'll mention right now, I didn't marry a black woman. So that lets you know that I don't know what fineness in black is. And Michelle Obama just looks like any other sister to me. Because I like Filipino women, if you want to keep it tight. That's just the way I am. So I'm not voting for anybody because of the color of their skin and the beauty that lives in the house with them and all of that. What are you voting for him for? Would you vote for Romney because he's white like you? His wife is blonde like your wife? Or would you vote for him because he has the same values that you have about America? I saw a film, and I think it was on YouTube. It was a group of evangelical Christians that went into Not Detroit, Michigan, but something Mount Michigan. And they were carrying their signs about repent, John 3:16. And they went to a Muslim fair, an American Muslim fair, where thousands of Muslims were there. And these evangelicals were carrying these large signs telling the Muslims to repent. Well, quite naturally, the people at the Muslim fair began to stone these white American evangelical Christians carrying these big signs condemning the American Muslims who were citizens of this country to hell. And of course, the white evangelical Christians had their camera crew out there and first started the verbal confrontation, and then started a barrage of rocks and bricks and cans and human urine and everything else being spawned and thrown at them. And they were asking the police to assist them. And the police rightly told them that the so-called evangelical Christian group rightly told them I don't care if you did have a permit for that. The police rightly told him, you are causing a disturbance here by your presence. The policeman was right. Now, I have my views, but I don't have the right to go to a dinner by President Obama and tell him he's a lie. That's why I told my friend I'm not going. Because if I got in there, I couldn't keep my mouth shut. You remember Congressman Wilson? He couldn't keep his mouth shut. He was sitting on the floor. And when a man feels something strongly and hears a lie, he's going to say, you lie. That's how I'm telling my friend, you don't understand. I feel strongly about this. When I see the birth rate in my community going down the toilet, and this man won't say anything about the genocide that is happening to black people in my community, because that man has never been a black man who has been a part of my community. That is one of the reasons why I would never vote for him. I don't know who he is. He has shown me nothing like me. He's bourgeoisie that's hung out with communists his whole life. His father was that. All you have to do is read his book, Dreams of or Nightmares. What is it? Nightmares from His Father or something? Man, please. I didn't come up under communists. I came up under the threat of communism. That's what I came up under. When I went into the Army in 1965 during that Vietnam things, so that lets you know how up I am in age here. When I went into that, there was a communist threat. You better hear me, whether our country caused it to happen or not. Men died. A lot of my friends died. Died that I met in basic training. Nice young men, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, from all over this wonderful country of ours. Back in the 60s and 70s, died. While these hopscotching politicians played politics with the lives of young men. And we've allowed it to happen here again. Every time anybody brings up 9/11, because it's been 11 years, now our young children are being taught in school that Osama bin Laden and 12 men took down the Twin Towers. And that's going to go in the history books as a fact. It's been 12 years, but I remember every single second of the event. Now, this is what they're depending on. They, the Democratic and the Republican Party leaders, the people, the politicians, the trip bags of this age, are waiting on all of us old people to die. Why do you think Obama gave the bust of Winston Churchill back to the British? Why would he take it upon himself as a president to get that bust out of the White House? Send this thing back. We don't want this thing in there. Why? Because every time Obama would pass by, he could have put the thing in the basement. He could have put it in the closet. Because I know what's going to happen. If Romney gets in there, he's going to write him and say, would you please send that back here, please? Yeah, would you please send that back? Because that's what our country stood for back there. That's what Great Britain stood for. Now, I'm going to talk to some of you black people out there that's quite out of your minds. And I hope you don't kill me. But I'm going to tell you the truth because I'm clothed in my right mind. You look at the average black African country over there on the continent. And when you look at self-sufficiency to run that company or that government or that country or that region, what African government is doing it strictly in the black African government that is not bringing their citizens through tyranny? And what rule of law, remember Idi Amin, don't ever forget him. What rule of law have these black African countries set up to penalize, marginalize, and to criminalize the leaders, rich and poor alike, politic and non-politician, that would do such to their citizens? Name the black African nation, my black brothers here. That is why, if anything happened in this country, I would not stay here under African rule. Because when you look at ethics, listen to me and stop tripping. I'm no black racist against my own kind.
I have a brain and I'm still thinking. I want you to use yours. And I happen to be a pastor that loves the Lord Jesus, loves God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and everything. So shut up and answer the question. And if you cannot answer the question, go and vote for that guy that's in the White House right now and think that your life is going to get better. And you're going to see that if you had voted for the man that at least had strict family values, that your family would somehow be intact and remain intact. No, you can't name one because there's not one. But when you look at the ones that are run by the British, you find that they do. First thing that they do is they teach their soldiers to march like British soldiers. They put those little Scottish kilts on them. Africans are used to that because they wear kilts already. They give them boots and shoes and show them how to salute. Teaches them what insubordination is all about. Punishes them when they do wrong. There's no entitlement to a country that is imperializing every country that they come in contact with. Anglo nations have always done that. They built that in the system. When you look at Great Britain, that's why they have the so-called monarchy. They know that it is a, what do you call those little papier-mâché government? There's no power in the king or the queen, but why do the people of Great Britain accept that? And accept Prince Charles to do what he do and still and mention him of royal blood, because it has to do with culture, tradition. It's that which stabilizes them. And Obama sends the busk back. What is Obama trying to say? You have to see the movie, Dr. Zhivago. Look at the movie, and when you see when the Reds came in office, that's exactly what they did. They decimated everything that a capitalistic society put forth. All right. So, I let it slip. I'm a capitalist. I believe in that form of life. I believe in that system. I'm not out of financial woe. Heck. Man, I'm constantly making debt against myself. And I'm constantly hoping and praying that I could work to pay off that debt. Because that's what living is all about. Working to pay off the debt, not to make more like our government seems to be doing now. So I'm sorry I spent that much time, almost 40 minutes on voting, and I didn't mean to do that. My son is listening to, what's that lady's name? Kind of like, she has a nice voice. But anyhow, this is Pastor John in the studio. I'm not going to comment anymore about Rick Warren. It's useless, useless. As long as they got buildings for people to go to that want to be soothed, saved, they're going to go there. H.B. Barnum said it well, there's a sucker born every minute. And when he put that circus together, he made billions. What do you think they're doing in the church? As I speak about that, I want to say to my philosophy students, the holiday weekend is upon you. I want you guys to think reasonably. I don't have any plans to do anything because I simply can't do anything. I hope to just stay here and work on my formats for school and enjoy the rest of my life. I hope that I made some kind of sense to you. And if I have offended any of you in any way, I am truly sorry about that. God bless you. And whatever you do, I want you to do it. Stay in the Word. Bye-bye.